A court in Canada has just ruled against an American soldier who sought refugee status after deserting over his opposition to the war in Iraq. For more on the story, we turn to Marcus Gee, the head of the editorial board at the Toronto Globe and Mail. He joins us by phone from his office there. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Nice to be here.
Remind us about this case.
Well, this was a U.S. Soldier who volunteered to be a paratrooper and went to Afghanistan and had qualms beginning there about fighting for the United States in that situation. He applied for conscientious objector status. He was turned down and then sent back to the U.S., and before he was deployed to Iraq, he deserted and came to Canada and applied for refugee status.
And this is the ruling on his application for refugee status. Now, a lot of Americans went to Canada during the Vietnam War, but refugee status was not involved then.
No, that's right. They came here and they were accepted partly because the draft, of course, was in place then, and this fellow Hintzman was a volunteer.
And he is not the only American soldier now in Canada awaiting the outcome of this case.
No, there are several other similar cases.
And what did the ruling say?
Well, essentially, it said that he hadn't proven his case that he would face cruel and unusual punishment if returned to the United States. Under our refugee system, as in most, you have to show you have a well-founded fear of persecution. And the panel here felt that whatever his feelings might be about the war in Iraq, he did not show that he would be ill-treated if returned to the United States. He would go through the usual system, military court system, and he would be represented by counsel, and he would not face torture or other ill-treatment. So on those grounds, he was denied.
He could face, 5 years in prison, though?
I think that's the maximum penalty, but as I've heard anyway, the average is about 1 year.
Mm-hmm. What happens? Does he have appeal possibilities?
These cases can often be appealed to the federal court here. There's an extensive, some would say ridiculously extensive appeal process under Canadian refugee law. You can play these things out often for years. In his case, I'm not sure if he'll proceed because this was really a very solid ruling against him. He'd have very few grounds to appeal, I think.
And would this case likely be a precedent for the cases of those other American soldiers in Canada?
Oh, yes, I think so. I think the panel was pretty decisive that that they can't expect much sympathy from the refugee system here.
The war in Iraq is not popular in Canada. How are people going to take this ruling, do you think?
Oh, I think a lot of people sympathized a lot with Mr. Hintzman. The feeling here, pretty widespread feeling, is that the war is wrong and so on, and that people who desert should get our sympathy. But it wasn't really a question of sympathy, that the refugee board was considering. It was whether he would be ill-treated in his home country, and that was not shown.
Prime Minister Martin was just down in Texas meeting with President Bush at his ranch in Crawford. Did the government's concerns over possible, if this ruling had gone the other way, the United States government would not have been pleased?
No, clearly not. I'm sure Mr. Martin is a little relieved at this one.
Marcus Gee, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Marcus Gee is the head of the editorial board at the Toronto Globe and Mail, and he joined us by phone from his office there in Toronto. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.